Prepare to be biotracked. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I see a lot of people wearing those wristbands that monitor vital signs, but now some companies are requiring these things as a way to monitor your performance at work.
And they monitor the tone of voice, the heart rate, and relay them to a dashboard on their supervisor's computer screen.
Cultural theorist Lynn Paramore, writing for Al Jazeera America, says one company is using these things to monitor stock traders for signs of over-emotional decision-making.
And they want to know, for example, when a stock trader is showing hormonal signs of stress. So something, you know, you would think that your hormones would be a pretty personal affair. Not anymore.
And if your company decides to take this approach, there's not much you can do.
There was a case in California of a woman working for a company, and the company insisted that she have a device on her smartphone 24/7 that tracked her movements, and she objected to this and took the application off her phone and was fired.
Of course, companies see this as merely a benign way for supervisors to offer help to stressed out employees. And I can just imagine how that meeting would go. Jim, I called you in because I noticed your erratic heartbeat and wondered if there might be a problem. Yes, sir, that would be your stupid stress app.
Who's to say that the surveillance itself is not causing the stress?
Exactly. But take heart, the day will come when I can just have my data contact your data and our smartphones can go into therapy without us. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.